Day 170 or June the 19th. Always be relevant. Our thoughts today are rooted in Psalm 98, verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Today's selection of Psalms includes another two, which were written by David, and a further four that are anonymous. Most of these songs aim at improving our worship. Sing a new song. Exalt the Lord. Serve the Lord. Live a holy life. Always pray. And bless the Lord, all you people. This is helpful guidance to worshipping God as he deserves, and keeps our worship both refreshing and relevant. Our thoughts today focus on one part of one of these anonymous ones. And now, our action step for today. I remember a Methodist minister friend of mine who said that, in years gone by, so many churches from his denomination were split over the issue of godless pipe organs, which were being used in order to make the most of some of the great Wesley hymns. Then later, when these same organs were being removed as irrelevant, old-fashioned, and expensive to maintain, many churches split over losing such a great aid to worship. Sadly, so many fellowships have disputes over music. Today's psalm urges us to sing a new song to the Lord. I don't believe this means instead of the old ones, but it does seem to tell us that one of the most traditional groups in the world, the Jews, still wanted to find something new to improve their worship of God. Many hymns today reflect a bygone age and are basically out of date, but some of the new ones are so shallow as to be almost worthless. When we are urged to sing a new song, I believe it's reasonable to take it as a reminder to be as contemporary as possible in order to attract all who need to hear the gospel. The gospel hasn't changed, but the way it is proclaimed has. So always be sensitive to change, but make it change to aid living, not change to announce dying.